Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast on today, which is, what date is it? The motherfucking 17th. Let me just check the gain. The gain is good. The gain is strong with this cunt. Just seen an ad. You know what? Totally distracted. Had the TV on in the background. James Nesbitt was a baldy cunt, wasn't he? He was totally bald, and then the next minute he has a full head of hair. And that's socially acceptable. No one ever stops and goes, Nesbitt, you've no hair, you fucking penis. Huh? And then he just goes and gets it fucking stuck in, which is cheating. You've cheated on the bald people by fucking going and getting it replaced. Do you know what? Men are supposed to go bald. Why are you trying to cover it up, you absolute fajang? Know what I'm saying? I'm going bald. I think I'm going to fucking stick a fucking, pull some pubes out of my gooch here and shove them into my head. Although they do a fantastic job nowadays. It used to be, it sounded like that Bill Burr bit, but it really did used to look kind of like, you know, just like, oh. Like, if you got one of those, like a flash wipe, and just ran it, you know, under the wooden floor, under your bed. That's what it looked like. It's kind of hair, bits of pube, stuck on there. It looked like a lint roller. Did you ever use one of them? You know, if you have dogs, and you get, and you pull the wee thing off, it's like a roller. And you roll it over the couch with the fucking dogs being lying. And it soaks up all the hair. Soaks up the hair. The hair sticks to it. And that's what they used to look like. But now they do the proper fucking ball graft there, and you get the thick, dense hair on the top of the head. And, you know, you're probably thinking at home, why don't you get one, Colin? You big fucking disco ball head looking cunt. And I'll tell you why. Because as stupid as I look without hair, I looked even stupider with hair. So deal with that shit. My head's too big. There's no room for... You know, there's no room for hair. It would just make it even bigger. You know what I mean? It'd be like a buffalo's head. That's what my fucking head's like. The head of a bison. So fuck that. Plus, you know, what real man gets a hair transplant? You know what I mean? What about the Charltons of the world doing a comb over from his fucking armpit hair? Came right up over the side of his head. That's what I'm talking about. That's cool. That's how men do it. You should either. What the fuck am I talking about? You should either have long Tarzan hair, which you don't brush and never wash, or you'd shave it all off. That's the two haircuts you're allowed as a man. Everything else is just fucking about. Plus the thought of, see if I had hair, like imagine, like the thought of me having to stand and apply some sort of product to the hair is ridiculous. Hair transplant, you have to take care of it like a fucking, like you have a wee rockery full of shrubs. Go out and, like you have a fucking bonsai tree in your head. Fucking pruning it every day. I sound like a bitter bald man. But I'm not that general. I love being bald. It's class. No fucking about. There's nothing more liberating than just throwing a Gillette Fusion over your head. Or whatever the fuck they're called. Just, oh. No hair. Take that shit. Sexual. Anyway. Glad we got the bald rant out of 4 minutes. I talked about that. Oh, it's gonna be a good one today. What gigs are happening? It's the day before Lavery's, the long-awaited Lavery's Christmas gig, where we have the quality lineup of Connor Keyes, resident MC of infamous Daly's Comedy Club in Oma. He is motherfucking, he's going to be there, the lovely big bastard that Chrissy Bowes, who is the other co-runner of Daly's Comedy Club, he said it's the sort of unofficial comedian staff do tomorrow. So if anyone's in Belfast and we're not getting fucking bombed, there'll be no bombing at that comedy night, let me tell you. It'll be on fire, sure, but the bombing will be left for other comedy clubs. Am I right, mate? Fucking bomb it. I don't give a fuck. I'll just fucking run outside. We'll bomb my balls in your mouth. How about that? Yeah, we had Connor Keyes. Chris Montgomery's back. He was there a few months ago. Went down a treat. I was talking to some girl on the internet last night. And she's all like, oh, is Chris Montgomery coming back? Because he is hot to trot. Huh? So there you go, Chris Montgomery. Slanging dick. And then, of course, headlining, we have the fantastic Paul Curry, who I seen in Edinburgh, is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. 5-star reviews hanging out of his arsehole. It'll be a wacky one, but you'll absolutely love it. And that's a guarantee. That is a fuck. And if you don't like it, you're wrong. You know what I mean? You're just actually wrong. And then, of course, I'll be emceeing. Hopefully doing some new material, which I plan to write this very day. So, yeah. Got all sorts of shit in the pipe. Oh, God. Stuff that I've probably talked about on here, and then polished up, and now it's a bit. So that's the point of the whole podcast. Lavery's tomorrow, 18th of December. It's £6 indoors at 8:30. It's going to be fucking incredible. I feel it in my testes. So that's very exciting. What was I talking about there? Material, what? What? Oh yeah, on the topic of the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening, obviously. I appreciate that anyone listens to this. Packet of shit. Packet of shit, you don't hear that very often. But we're fastly approaching 30,000 listens on the podcast. So I'm ecstatic. Once it's went up on iTunes, it's getting way more listens. Oh really, Colin? You've made it more accessible to the most fucking, you know, podcast-friendly app? Really? You've done that, Colin? You get more listens? That blows my fucking mind. Anyway, it's up on iTunes, so I'm getting way more listens. We're approaching 30,000 listens. And you're probably thinking, Colin, you have videos, single videos, that have more hits than that. But this isn't the viral video game, is it? This is the, you know, people listening to you talk shit game. And I've got 30,000 listens. I'm blown away, guys. I'm blown away. Speaking of blown away, what about that weather? Shocking, wasn't it? Trees falling over and fucking whatnot. People fucking losing their minds. Don't leave the house. You'll get hit by a cow. Twister style. It was windy enough, wasn't it? Although, I know it's one of them times, it's that time of year where it's like, I don't know if it's specifically even this time of year, but you'd be sitting there and just going, hey, it's windy, but it's too warm. But it's cold, but it's too, you know what I mean? It's like war. You go outside, you go, oh, it's fucking cold, and then you come inside, you're going, why am I sweating? And you're probably thinking at home, it's because you're a big fat bastard, Colin, how about that? Do you know what? It's that Christmassy time of year where you do nothing. And I've done nothing all week. You know, everything's winding down for Christmas. Unless you're working like fucking Argos or something. But everything's winding down. It's just like, yep, that's it. Just get the last wee bit of shopping. Wait, I've done no shopping, so fuck all of y'all. It's sort of winding down. It's just like, oh yeah. Couldn't be fucked. Gonna sit here and eat celebrations that were meant for Christmas Day. Oh yeah. That's exciting. So I haven't done much, to be honest with you. By the way, cheers for everyone who's been buying the t-shirts. again, blows my fucking mind. The places I'm sending these fucking t-shirts. I only did them as kind of why not? You know what I mean? Every other cunt has merchandise. And I should have probably been on it a long time ago. But, yeah, done that. And just the places I'm having to send them is astounding. You know? Places where you're sort of thinking, like in my head, I'm going, the only people watch my videos are from fucking here, and that's it. But I'm saying, like, a lot of them go to Glasgow. I'm sending ones to London. I sent one to Bolton yesterday. Fucking Brighton. Belfast. I've sent ones to Canada. You know what I mean? Send them all over the fucking place. It's crazy. So cheers for buying them. Hopefully get some sort of new range in the new year for the January sales. By which stage I would like to have the DVD on the go, because I have to make another bastard show. Decided on a name for next year's show, guys. It's got to be called Not Safe for Work. That you would see beside, which is, to you know what I'm like, guys, edgy. I'm alright. So I'm going to do that. And it's got to be called, Not Safe for Work. But I'm just going to write it NSFW. As you would see beside any video that contains tits or a dick. Not Safe for Work. Contains a lot of fuck swears. So that's what I'm going to call it. It's cool, isn't it? So next year I'm going to be doing a run of theatre gigs, which will be basically that show as a, not a work in progress, it'll hopefully be fucking, it'll be all new material and it'll be new videos, so come along and see it. I've got some in the book already. I need to book more, but obviously it's hard to get a reply from people this time of year, because they're doing exactly what I'm doing, which is winding down for Christmas and doing fuck all, you know. But what have I got in the book? I've got March the 16th, which is the day before St. Paddy's Day, which is, as far as I know, a Sunday. I might have to look that up. Big Room in the Black Box. Going to do a St. Paddy's special. I'm going to run through all the new motherfucking material. I'm going to bring a load of bastards with me. I think it's going to be a tenner for a big old piss up. You know what I mean? I'll be doing the fucking shots. I'll be doing shots for motherfucking free up the front. You know what I mean? Free shot on the way in. Get tanked and just have a big fucking St. Paddy's riot. But a comedy riot. You know what I mean? Does that interest anybody? Hopefully it does. I'll probably bring Mickey. He's a good friend. I'll probably bring fucking Woodsy. And I'll probably decide on who else the fuck to bring. When I think about it in my brain. We'll just have a big messy comedy night, play some videos, do a whole pile of shit. It's gonna be deadly. I'm excited about that. So the teas, cheers for buying them, unbelievable, sending them all over the place, which costs a fortune just to post, to be honest with me, but sure, fuck it. There's someone walking around somewhere wearing a fucking Bestie McD t-shirt. And everyone's going, what's that, mate? And he's going, oh, it's Bestie McD, you stupid. Motherfucker. By the way, Bestie McD's review of the year coming soon. Review of the month, then review of the year. Buy the Blender's fucking Christmas message, Queen style. What else do we have? We have fucking another idea I can't tell you about, because it's such an easy idea that everyone who makes videos is going to go, why didn't I think of that? We're also doing another Fat Stanley and the Kid, me and fucking Dan Watson, hopefully this weekend. God, what's the word? God willing. You need to get religious when you're talking about Dan Watson, aka Thomas Tanger Smith. Where's Thomas? Thomas not in the videos anymore? No, he's not, dickface. How about that? How about deal with that shit? You can't make people do things they don't want to do, so fuck yourself. Anyway, got another one of them coming out. Plan to do loads of videos. Keep it exciting. Another Gary Henderson one for Christmas. What have I been doing? Nothing. Booking acts for Laveries. Also got some exciting acts coming up next year. Or for the new year. I've already got Mickey Bartlett in January. Is going to do big new set for yous all in Laveries. Christian Talbot supporting him. Who have we got? February. Jerry McBride. From the down south. He just had a baby, by the way. Congrats. But he's fucking incredible. He's coming up. And I'll drop some more bigger names. Laverick's getting good. You know what I mean? It's that in-between club between, you know, the big ones like the Empire. It's good. It's fucking good night out, guys. Get involved. So what have I been up to? Literally nothing. Just sitting around watching fucking movies. And that's about it. Which, you know, people are probably saying, Colm, why don't you think of some sort of topic for these fucking podcasts and talk about that. Have a discussion. Instead of just telling us what the fucking shit you've been up to. I actually went for drinks with girlfriend Maureen and her mum and dad, which was brilliant crack. In a wee small pub somewhere that will remain nameless. Which honestly was like something out of a fucking, it's like a parody of an Irish bar if they had to take the piss out of it. You know what I mean? Bar staff are drinking block. Anyway, heard a funny thing. Went for a piss, didn't I? And two Isle boys having a piss in the toilet also. And just as I went to leave, someone went under his breath whilst pissing, I bet you he's done some fucking hidings in his time. Oh. So I just went back in, kicked the fuck out of him. No, I didn't really. But that's what happens when you're a big fat baldy cunt. People think you're hard. He's like, hey, but he's done some fucking hidings. Huh? That big cunt. Whilst they're dodging the steam off their own piss, it was that fucking cold in the toilets. Although, what I should have done for the crack was just turn around and go, what did you fucking say? And because there would be nothing more than a man panicking while he's pissing. You couldn't be more vulnerable. You know what I mean? It's more vulnerable than being caught shitting, because when you're shitting, you're kind of like, you know, you could explode off the you know, you're pissing, you just got your wee willy out. So you could fight back for a second, but you'd be pissing with your knob out. Anyway, I've thought too much about old man's cock there. Yeah, just, do you know what I'm saying? It's like that time of year where you just start switching off.
Do you want to go out? No, I don't. It's too windy. We'll just stay here and watch fucking the amount of movies I've watched. I actually saw, what was it called? Insidious
2. I haven't even seen the first one. Insidious 2. Which stressed me out, to be honest, because I like scary movies, but I hate them. Because they're rarely good movies. They usually just scare the shit out of you. And do you know what? It was scary. It scared me a few fucking times. But it was just annoying. The Conjuring was the same. It was just pissing me off. You couldn't relax. Which is probably the main point of the whole film. But you're just sitting there like, oh, come on. Just give me a fucking break. And everything's like, silence. That's what happens. I'd love to make a horror movie where there was just no noise like that. It was just really quiet. Like, there's a few bits in, you know, The Conjuring when she goes in the room and all she hears like the clap thing. That's quite good. It's because it's very subtle. You should do more shit like that. I mean, someone's fucking doing the dishes at the sink there and someone just appears at the kitchen window. And there's no noise. No fucking, bah! They just appear quiet. And then there's a long stare off as if to say, oh my god, what are we going to do now? And then she turns around and gets a knife and he's away. Maybe it's not a he, maybe it's a girl. When do you ever see that? Slasher movies with a fucking woman? Sexist Hollywood again. I shouldn't write that. That's the last time I watched TV in the background. Honestly. Watching some fucking cooking show. What is wrong with me watching cooking shows? Went mad last week and made a pulled pork, didn't I? I don't know if I even talked about that in the last podcast. I've been eating it for about 3 weeks. For fuck's sake. But it was ridiculous. Got it in the fucking slow cooker. Cooked it for about 3 hours. When I say three, I mean six. and it was, oh, just, it fell apart. It was unbelievable. Took it out, fried it with fucking some barbecue type saucy shit. No, fucking unbelievable. I can cook like fuck. I can open a restaurant. I can open a bar where they just sell, it's just meat. Or no, it's just, you just get three mains. That's what the restaurant's going to be like. You get three main courses. It's going to be called No Desserts. And it only sells beer. And I say that, like, I do like beer, but not when I'm eating. And there's an insight into my fucking shit life. Anyway. Yeah. Insidious. I don't even know what happens in the first one. Everyone's, you know, is he haunted? I don't know. Can't tell. Is this person haunted? Oh, they absorb the other fucking ghost and then they're not haunted. Who gives a fuck, like? Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Now that we're 20 minutes, 30 seconds deep up in this piece. What's been happening in the news? Did they bury Mandela? Aye, they did, didn't they? Loads of people turned up. The crowd basically looked like, who are the richest cunts in the world? Get them on. And I know people are probably going, I'm sure there's some Arab fella who's oil rich. Oil wealthy. And he probably is. But sure, who gives a fuck about them? We're talking celeb rich. You know what I mean? You got the Oprahs. You got the fucking Obamas. You got the fucking Bransons of the world. All sitting there fucking, just talking about the after party. And Obama's sitting beside some fucking slag from, where was she from? I can't remember where she was from. But anyway, she was making the moves on him, like. I'm sure she was. As you would, you know, if you're sitting there with fucking Obama. You're like, Obama, do you fancy riding me, do you? Huh? Michelle Obama was raging. Sitting there like fucking Predator. Doing press-ups, burn off the fucking rage. But the best part about it was some guy was doing a speech and then there's some other fella was supposed to be doing sign language. Turns out he was just messing about, wasn't he? He was just fucking about. He wasn't doing proper sign language. Unbelievable. I laughed. What a chancer. What else happened in the news? Big news here, guys. Someone won the X Factor. After what seemed like 9 years of shit, someone actually won. And who won? Someone's ma. Yep, it looked like someone's auntie, brother, two nephews to the final. That's what it looked like. Not that I give a fuck, but you know, when you're hanging about with a load of females, it will be on the telly. You know? And then it goes, I actually watched like some show where it was like the best of the people who'd been on. And the people they chucked out were infinitely better than the fucking ones that were left in. That wee cunt with the hair. What's his name? Fucking, I don't know, but I know his second name's Friend. It's probably like Todd or, what's his name? Ah, fuck, I forget. What a fucking gimp he is. Oh, I haven't washed my hair now. Wash your hair, dickhead. You look fucking stupid. You get the white man dreadlocks. That's the worst thing ever. I got the white man dreadlocks, man. Get the white man AIDS and fucking die. Anyway, white man AIDS is heroin, isn't it? And black man AIDS is riding in Africa. Yeah, white man AIDS is gay, isn't it? I don't know. Look at me fucking just judging people. Is AIDS even that big a deal anymore? You can live for fucking ages, can't you?
If you're HIV positive.
They just fucking give you old pills and you're grand. You know what I mean? Just don't do it in the bum anymore. So, X Factor winner. What a load of shit, like. It means nothing. I was watching one of those programs about the, you know, the city of culture and the music and all that shit. And they had that girl, I don't remember anyone's name. Amelia? Is that her name with the pink hair? who, let's face it, would get absolutely road. But I mean, you know, that, you know, she's in fucking Derry talking to these wee kids, like,
no, not I mean, you fucking hang in there, follow your dreams, and next minute you can be sat where I am.
Yeah, right beside the cunt in Derry, because they're the only person you could fucking afford. Talking like she's fucking Celine Dion or something.
I've sold 100 billion albums and have residencies in Las Vegas where I also earn millions per night. You could be like me.
Not like her, just going, yeah, I had an album out that even I didn't know about, so, which was a series of covers and basically just a load of shite, and, but still, I'll be on this morning singing my cover. Anyway, getting a bit better there. Not better, but you know what I mean. Like, who won it last year? I don't even know. Was it that big fucking Rocky Dennis looking cunt?
You know, baby, just feel that I love you.
Calling everyone queer and all. And everyone's like, oh, you can't say, mate, you can't say queer. And you're like, have you heard any rap song ever, you fucking poofs? It's only because he's an X Factor winner, he can't say anything derogatory in a fucking, you know, there's people running around listening to Eminem going, isn't it class the way he discussed everyone a faggot and says he wants to stab gay people? But still hot though. Old fucking kitten teeth says queer and everyone hits the roof. Ugh. He fucked up trying to have a Twitter fight with Frankie Boyle. Have you lost your fucking mind? That's like Frankie Boyle turning up in fucking X Factor. Trying to have a sing-off. You know? Ugh. Anyway. Madness. Fucking madness. Like, who did win it? Like, was there not a girl on last year who was lethal? She was, like, really good. Could sing like fuck, but then, once again, into obscurity. Who gives a shit? A wee girl who played the guitar and sounded like fucking 19 other people. Fucking Jack Pagnotte meets Jimmy T meets fucking some other cunt that talks who can't sing.
Went to the pub, did a fucking thing, did a load of drinks and don't speak to women very well. I was very embarrassed. Woke up, oh God, did I send a text? Oh fuck.
Just fucking sing, or else get someone to sing for you while you play the guitar. Oh. Jesus Christ. What a load of shit. Anyway. They nailed it with that Paul Potts thing, do you remember that? When he came out and they're all like, ha, look at your fucking stupid teeth, mate, you fucking fat cunt. And then he just blows the roof off the place and they shoot it like it's a fucking, you know, epic movie. Not epic movie, the movie, but, you know, an actual epic movie. Anyway, what else happened? I saw a thing in the paper where the mother of Baby P, do you remember her? That big fucking munter. She was like, I want to get a... She qualifies, basically. She would qualify for a gastric band operation. Because she's such a fat fucking munter. You know, if you neglect a baby so much and it dies, you know, let's face it, you're going to neglect your body. Says Colin Geddes, eh? Our tits on the back, Geddes. But at least to try, motherfuckers. Kettlebells till boke. I'm going to get that tattooed in my belly. Kettlebells till I boke, player. You know? Out yesterday, chopping wood with an axe like a fucking, like an animal. You know what I mean? I felt like taking my top off. Let the steam come off my back. Oh, it's erotic. Even I'm aroused. Oh yeah, but anyway, this absolute fucking bag of shit once. First of all, why is she not in jail? There's a picture of her walking down the street. Did you not kill the baby, you fucking penis? Beat the shit out of it or something? Beat it so hard it doesn't even have a name anymore? And she's walking down the street smoking a fag, going, I need an gastric band operation because there's no men are going to touch me. Yeah, like it's the fucking nine bellies that are the problem. Not forgetting the fact your face is fucking hideous. You look like an orc. And then on top of that, you're a renowned baby murderer. And I'm saying that. Maybe she got off with it. I don't know, but I don't read shit. There's Ashton Kutcher trying to peddle some Lenovo tablets. Must be doing well for himself. Is he not in fucking 2.5 Men? Although, when Charlie Sheen dropped out of 2.5 Men, did it lose its edge big style? I imagine it fucking did. So he's probably getting like a fiver an hour. He's not getting pocket money from Demi Moore anymore. So he has to do ads for fucking... What the fuck's Lenovo anyway? It's probably a pile of shit. I shouldn't watch TV in the background. Paco Rabanne, Invictus. The gayest ad ever. But I mean, that's who they need to... That's who they need to appeal to, isn't it? Gay men. Because straight men, very few of them give a shit about that. You know, unless you're Mickey Bartlett and you're just trying to drown out the smell of fag smoke and sort of old milk. But you know, that's who they're advertising to. The Pink Pound. So they make it all fucking... Yeah, the guy walks out into the onto the pitch, which doesn't look like any sort of sport. You know, is it supposed to be rugby? And then he does something that's unlike any other sport. And then next minute he's won the cup. But the main point of it is delicious six-pack. You know what I mean? Spray this shit in your body, you'll have a delicious six-pack. It's attractive. You know what I mean? Not some fat dude spraying it on and going, like, I'm getting the finger tonight. Huh? I'm going out the finger in this nightclub in Newry. Oh, yeah. There was bombs in Belfast, wasn't there? Actually, not bombs. Just two fucking retarded attempts at doing a bomb. Just give up. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's watching. Like, that's what I think of it. Everyone's watching you attempt to make a bomb. You know, it would be stupid to continue. Because you know it's just going to kick off a load of shit. I'm going to do a bomb. It's not even a bomb. Some fucking reprobate in a shed. Going, I'm going to make a bomb. And he has a fucking tin of links and a sparkler. Fucking wise up. You should have a guy at the front door and a load of cameras. And the second they see someone drop a bag off, they just walk over with a cricket bat and just smack him in the neck with it. And then get the bomb and stuff it in his mouth and put him in a fucking skip. And push it into the sea. And go, you fucking daft cunt. Surely, why would you even do it? Is it to sort of go, I'm going to threaten to bomb you, so next time I demand something, you know, you listen to me because you know I mean business. Huh? Because I put a tin of coke full of petrol in the fucking bargain books. Or some shit. I don't even know what shop the fucking ball bags. I'm going to do a bomb. Do you know what? Get a fucking... What is wrong with your life, like? I don't feel that strongly about anything. You know what I mean? I want to do something political. Who's even planting these bombs? Is it the RA? I don't know. I want United Ireland. Therefore, I'm going to blow up, you know, a fucking Starbucks. Just fucking chill out. Go for a couple of beers with your mates. You know what I mean? Chat up some women. Go for a fucking run in a forest. Buy a puppy. Go and see some fucking stand-up comedy. You know what I mean? Do something fun. Go to the beach. Run into the sea with your fucking boxers on because you forgot to bring appropriate swimming attire. You know what I mean? Go on holiday. Do some cool shit. Don't just sit there in your fucking tracksuit going, I hate everybody because someone else told me to hate everybody for a reason that was made up by someone else. That's what cracks me up about them religious things. You know, if it was any other type of lie, if someone would have went,
mate, see pixies, mate. Pixies are cunts.
Why is that?
I don't know. But from now on, you hate pixies. Or pixies even... Shut up, mate. Don't even worry about the pixies. What you do is go in that room with two packets of bangers and next tomorrow we're going to kill the pixies. What do you take these wee paper bangers? No, I mean paper ones. It's like you throw them at the ground and they just pop. Unravel 700 of them, stick in a bit of kitchen roll, roll that up, tie it, and now you've got a giant sort of banger that you throw at the ground. And that will definitely startle a pixie.
Ah, oh, what a fucking pile of retards. I would love someone to try and make one of these bombs. And, like, you know, just on the way to planting one of these bombs, an old man, who probably shouldn't even be still on the road, just drives over them. And killed, and he didn't even know what it was. His eyesight's that bad. He just only hears, da-dung, da-dung. And he goes, what was that there I just hit? That must have been a bit of curb. And they're just lying there going, ah. And then, and they're still alive a bit. They're going, oh, fuck. And their blood's gargling. And then the bomb goes off. But not properly, because the guy had it in the car. Just kind of, just goes on flames. On flames, on fire. Anyway, we've read 2D. By the way, guys, my battery is at about 1 bar here, so we'll see what happens. I just talk a lot of shit about bombs in Belfast there. But it is Belfast, so, you know, no one really gives a fuck, do they? Oh, someone put an incendiary device in there, did they? Piss on it? I'm away for a fucking wild boar burger up in this bitch. Know what I mean? It's just inconvenient.
Look at me causing inconvenience because I'm a fucking penis.
Oh, kill yourself. Just fucking take a load of pills and get a bath. Anyway, let's move on. Is this a good podcast? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Anyway, let's jump into the questions. Got loads of questions this week, which should more than take up the next fucking 25 minutes of talking shit. By the way, guys, subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. If you got an old iPhone, get the wee podcast app. Maybe you're not familiar with podcasts. I wasn't. I had to subscribe to my own fucking podcast. How about that? So that's what you do, folks. Go on, subscribe. And then it'll just, your phone will tell you when I have a new podcast out. And then you can go, sweet mate, let's go and listen to Geddes fumble his way through an hour. Anyway, oh, very sniffy. Prosperous Pringle, that's what? Kyle Dougherty. What made you go in, you want to do comedy? It's a lot of fun, on the most part. So, but the thing is, this is what happened. I was always a big fan of comedy, right? Always loved stand-up. Was a massive Bill Hicks fan. Still am. It was his birthday yesterday, as far as I know. So, you know, I was always into stand-up. I was always into watching funny things. But it just never crossed my mind ever that you could do comedy as a thing. I certainly didn't know you could do, someone would pay you for it or anything. I was like, what the fuck? People just give you money for this shit? But it took me to sort of make a video, and then I made another video, and then I made another one. I made a video that was kind of half funny in uni. People were like, that's really good. So I was like, well, I'll make another one. Which is deliberately funny, and people were like, that is really funny. And then from that, got a bit on that LOL show, which I actually found the DVD of the other day. Oh shit! And that's why I haven't been on TV since, guys. Okay. So did that, and then ended up hanging about with Mickey and Shane Tonnell, who were doing stand-up, and I was going, holy fuck, I didn't even know you could go and see stand-up in this bitch. So, and then that's how I got started. It's a weird thing. It's like, I liked it, but it never really crossed my mind to do it until I knew that you could do it. And then I was like, fuck, I'm going to do this. No. Anyway, cool story, Colin. Yeah, fuck TV. Do you know what I mean? What we're going to do is we're going to make teasers for our fucking sitcom in January, which is fucking hilarious, by the way. Me and Mickey finished the last script the other day, and it's funny. It's very funny. So, we're going to make that. And do you know what? Just do it myself. I'm not going to fucking wait around to be in a panel show. Suck my dick. Plus, no one's going to give me a show on TV because they'll be going, Colin, you say fuck a lot. And you go, really? Have you seen London Irish? They say cunt every 2 minutes as a replacement for jokes. Anyway, better get us. Ooh. Talking to third person already, like a mental case. Mickey Barton's going to be on TV. Funny of the Foil. Do you see him on the TV? Killing it. Although he said it was potentially, could have been one of the best gigs he ever done, apart from he wasn't allowed to swear. Which is typical of the BBC. Nothing makes comedy funnier than some rules. Am I right, guys? Don't be saying fuck or talking about anything dirty. Ah, pack of fucking losers. No wonder everyone gets sacked from that fucking BBC and it's all outsourced now. Because you just weren't doing anything. Useless fucking cunts. Do we take a chance with a new thing, guys? Or do we just put out fucking some hole-in-the-wall gang shit? Which, don't get me wrong, is fantastic for its time. But you can't still be making jokes about the fucking bloody bloody blah, the shankle. Ha ha! Bloody bloody blah, Ardoin. Who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? But yeah, they'll just pump that shit. The blame game. Who do you blame for the flags? Brilliant. That's topical. Doing it fucking 6 months. Oh, Jesus fucking, don't even start me. Anyway. And you know what? I said this before, but if someone went to me, do you want to make a show call? And I go, but I don't know. This cunt putting mouthwash in his fucking jacuzzi. Stupid cunt. Right, let's rattle through these questions. If your material wouldn't be... Oh, this is appropriate. If your material wouldn't be allowed on BBC NI, would you ever consider doing something on RTE, etc.? James McCauley. Would I consider it? Of course I fucking would. If they wanted something to be put on, I would put it on. RTE isn't going to work because I'm Northern. And that's probably a fact. And they consider people from fucking Monaghan normal. Northern? What am I talking about? So I don't think they would be into it at all. Far better system down south though. But it's, how do you break in? You know what I mean? I couldn't get 7 minutes at a Dublin gig for anyone to fucking see me, let alone, it would take me about another 10 years to break the scene. I'll just fucking make it on my own. Who gives a shit? I'll just make the stuff by myself. Channel 4. I have a development deal in the running with Channel 4. So, on paper, that sounds amazing. In reality, who gives a shit? I have 2 extra emails in my fucking thing. 2 email contacts. That's about it. Made some Bestie McDee teasers, which by the time they got around to fucking making them, it was totally fucking irrelevant. All they wanted in Channel 4 was another, like, fresh meat. So it's sitting at a desk somewhere going, is this what we really want? And I go, it's not even what I fucking want anymore. It's a little shit. You know what I mean? I could make a sitcom, I could make a Bestie show, I could make a fucking Iron Fighter one, I could do a mixed one, I could do a mock doc, I could do any of that shit. But this is what happens when there's like 19 people working in an office where there should be 2 people working. Give that to the person who watches the online stuff, and then give the online stuff to fucking the guy who decides whether a commissioner should actually see that, and then above that commissioner there's King of the Commissioners. So it's a load of bollocks. I'm at 43 minutes here. This is going to be long as shit. So, yeah, of course I would consider it, mate. But, you know, it's not that easy. Here's the problem with me. People know who I am. But people in the industry don't. Know what I mean? Getting dirty looks at Edinburgh, even though the fucking show is full of people. Anyway. Who's this cunt? Who's this cunt with his fucking poster up in the... Why is he allowed in the... In the VIP bar. Meanwhile, around the corner, Friday and Saturday nights, fucking packed out, sold out to the deck. That's the problem. You people, the good people of the podcast, know who I am, but people further up the chain don't. But then who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? If I really wanted to be on TV, I'm sure I could get on. If I fucking threw everything I had at it. Put me on TV. That's all I want. Could be arsed anyway. Joe Miller. Oh no. Joe Miller, I haven't sent in a question for a while. If you and your girlfriend did a Freaky Friday body swap for one day, what would you get up to? I don't know. What would you... I don't know. So if I was in her body... I would just become a lesbian for the day. But like hot porno lesbian, not real lesbians. Ugh. Oh, fuck, I'm shitting on everyone today. Chris Atkinson. Of comedy fame, do you think Weidman will beat Silva again? He might, but I think Silva might be a bit more wise this time. And it'll probably just be another 5-round fucking boring piece of shit. But Weidman's a beast, like, so I don't know. Depends what his chin's like. And he's a good wrestler. I don't know. He might fucking beat him in a decision. I don't think he'll knock him out again. I think that was a bit of a one-off, maybe. But, he might outscore him. This is UFC talk, by the way, guys. And why do you think we... Second part of the question. And who do you think will win in the cunt punch competition between Tate and Rousey? And if you don't know who those people are, if you're not a UFC fan, they are two... It was a bit recent thing, really. The UFC has had a women's division. Which is probably... It's about time, but, you know, their excuse was there just wasn't a big enough pool of elite female fighters. But there obviously is now. And it's fucking... Those two especially... Misha Tate and, what do you call him? Ronda Rousey. First of all, hot as shit. It could either be, if they weren't fighting, they could easily just make a porno. I think Ronda Rousey might win again, because that armbar is serious. And if anyone watches UFC, you'll know what I'm talking about, but this girl's like a fucking Olympic judo player, and everyone's just fought. Like, her armbar is so fucking vicious. She just does it to everybody. And they know it's coming. Everyone knows it's happening. You're watching at home going, I wonder what round this girl's arm's gonna fucking come off. And she does. She just snaps arms. Left, right and centre. But I would say Rousey again, probably. But again, it might be another fucking decision. I don't know. No, she will. She'll beat her. She'll out-grapple her and beat the shit out of her. Patrick Mooney talk about the bombs in Belfast. No, fuck that. Fuck the bombs. Gavin Devlin. It'd be hard to say if you were fucking half-pished. Gavin Devlin. When are you going to do another gig in Cookstown? I actually booked Cookstown, the Bernavon Theatre. 4th of July, as far as I know. Have you tried Jack Daniel's Honey? That's from Sean Morrison. Yes, I have, mate. And, I was already drunk when I tasted it, but I didn't like it that much, to be honest. I don't really like Jack Daniel's as a drink. I don't really like that bourbon type taste. You know what I mean? Just not a fan. Not a fan of it. Would you rather get molested by your dad or suck a dick for a day? Not Ford. Like, suck a dick for a full 24 hours? I don't know. Molested by your dad. But he would never be able to do it. I'm much bigger and stronger than him. I would just kick him off. And that's not a sexual thing. Like, he likes a foot up his arsehole. Chris, at underscore nowhere underscore fast underscore, who does the short versions of my podcast. So, follow him. And they're hilarious when you hear the shit out of, as if it wasn't funny enough in context. When it's out of context, guys. Oh my word. It's deranged. Put an order from best to worst. Who would be the best sexual partner? You, Mickey, Shane Todd, Dan Watson. Well, there's that's all over the place, because who would be a best sexual partner? Do you mean who's the best, you know, when all approaching women? Or, like, which one of those four would I rather ride as a person? I don't know, everyone has their strengths, don't they? You know, you got your Shane Todds and your Dan Watsons, skinny and ripped. You know, nice on the eye. Or you could get the likes of a Mickey Bartlett, who, as he would say, could lick the chrome off a tow bar. lick the beans out of the tin without a tin opener. I don't know. Me, clearly. You know what I mean? I don't know, that's a weird question. On to some normal shit here. William Palmer. Why don't chicken breasts have nipples? Because they don't fucking... Maybe they do. I don't know. Have you ever seen a naked chicken without the feathers and all that shit? Hard to know. Although you wouldn't want to fucking be chewing through a chicken's nipple if it was in your fucking Subway sandwich. Not that that's even real chicken, am I right, guys? Anyway, fuck that. That's a retarded question. William Palmer, again. Who wins in your book, Oasis or Blur? Although I'm not a fan of either of those bands, really. I would probably say Oasis. Blur get a bit novelty, don't they? Park Life. Plus, when they won that award at, like, fucking the Brits or whatever. Was it the Brits or NME or something? And they came on and played. They were fucking dirt. So, I'm going to say Oasis, who are at least good live. Anyway, what's next, motherfucker? Let's rattle through these. Have you been watching What Happens in Cavos? Some septic tanks on that show? Andrew Lehman. No, I haven't been watching it because it's just the type of show I fucking hate. Let's go to some fucking depraved shithole and watch, you know, a load of girls with no dads getting fucking, you know, finger slammed in the street. This girl's like, I fucking bucked four fellas last night. Class. Absolutely class. Just wiping the chlamydia all over the place. Gross. You know, I know it seems... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Do you know what that's like? That's like using a bowl four times. That's like eating Weetabix out of a bowl and then putting soup in the bowl. And then fill it full of, like, peanuts. And then putting ice cream in it. Know what I mean? Gross. Whereas having a dick is just like having a spoon that you can just rinse off every time you're eating out of that bowl. Anyway, that was... that was... I'm such a content. Oh, you see, there's those things where, like, you know, they're like, women are more sexually, they can express their sexuality more now, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, getting jizzed in five times in a night by five separate people in Cavos, you know, that's not really, what are you expressing? That you're a fucking whore? I'm sure there's fellas would ride, you know, five people in a night as well, but, you know. And, you know, this is how, you know, you could be out there you could ride four fellas, and then the fifth one, you're like, oh, I don't know if I really want to ride this one. And if you're Reggie, you'd be going, that's rape. That's rape there. Well, it would be, but, you know, I don't know, we're reading into this way too much. No, I haven't watched it, because the ad made me want to fucking shit on my TV.
Is it Greekish? Greekin? Grecian?
It's one of the fucking, just fucking booter in the ribs. Like, I don't know how they could say all those options and not land on Greek. Spastic. Anyway. You can't say spastic, can you? Well, you can. Right. Anyway. First off, love the podcast. Secondly, what's been your top film and TV of 2013? Well, love the podcast. See, fair play to you, mate. Thanks very much for listening. What's been your top film and TV? Films are weird because I don't know what I've fucking seen and what I remember seeing, to be honest. Although I went to see This Is the End, and it was immediately one of my favourite films ever. Like, I could just imagine how much fun that would be to make if you were, you know, a film star. I'm on 55 minutes here. But do you know what? One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. In my humble opinion. I hate when people write that. In my humble opinion. It's funny as fuck, undeniably. TV, I suppose, finished. Well, I discovered Always Sunny in Philadelphia this year. Even though I've heard about it for years, but never got around to fucking watching it. But I'm a huge fan of it now. So I would have to say that. Although I did finish Breaking Bad, but I mean, who gives a shit? So did everybody. It's good. It was fucking, it was great. Can't remember any of it because I watched so fucking much of it. But hey, gonna try and get into The Wire next. Next question. Oh, that was a different question. Can't get us. The Cookstown gig, 4th of July, as far as I know, I think it's Friday. Will Bartlett be coming with you? No. He's doing his own in the Bernavon. So you can come and see me and Mickey separately. How about that shit? What else? Question-wise? Nothing. Good. Let's rattle out the fucking Facebook ones. Did I talk about the guy who had an injury in his hand? No, chopped his hand off in an industrial accident. And what they did was they attached it to his leg so that it could sort of keep it alive. And then reattach it to his arm at a later date. So the cunt's sitting there in bed with a hand growing out of his foot. What's it all about? It's on my Facebook, go check it out. Let's do questions. Jordan Cook, were you at the Sabbath concert? No, I'll start at the top. Yeah. Living up to the morbid thing and asking you thoughts about the two that got murdered in Ravenhill. Oh, and this bomb shit starting again. The two murdered in Ravenhill, I heard about it, but I didn't really hear much about it. Like, so, I don't know, I can't comment on that shit. What was the other part of that question? Oh, the bombs. Fucking sick talking about bombs. Which aren't even fucking bombs. But anyway. Patrick. How do you say it? McIlby? I don't know. Does it get boring recording the same podcast over and over? How are the ratings? Well, we're about to hit 30,000 listens, mate. Which I think is quite substantial. So, there you go. Does it get boring recording the same podcast over and over? I don't record the same podcast over and over. It's a different podcast. I talk about different shit. You know what I mean? Just because it's me talking every week, why would I get bored of it? Are you getting bored of it? Don't listen to it then. Then I'll have one less than 30,000. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. But no, I enjoy doing podcasts. It's fun. It's like doing a free gig. You know what I mean? You get to talk out some ideas, you know, and then rethink about them, maybe write some material. It's class. It's good to see the people who listen to it. It's a fun way to plug gigs. If you've got gigs coming up, rather than bomb people on Facebook all day. Which I have been doing recently, so apologies for that. David Doherty. The Doxter. Who I still owe about 400 pints to after Edinburgh. Will you still wear your Slipknot hat, even though Joey Jordison has left Slipknot? The hat isn't even mine. I stole the fucking hat. But, you know, I know he left Slipknot, but it's not like they were knocking out albums every fucking year, were they? He's at home eating pies, the fat wee cunt. Still drum. And now he's in a band with, you know, a load of other cunts with long hair. What's this cunt doing here? Oh my days. Where's the next question? Did you participate in the Christmas jumper wearing days? Nah. Tiernan Curran. No. It's stupid, isn't it? And because it became sort of fashionable, you go, even if you went, oh, my baby Christmas jumper, you go out and you're like, oh, it's 50 quid. Suck my cock for a thing you wouldn't fucking, you wouldn't look at before it became ironic. Nah, fuck that. It's shit. Christmas colours, sure. Abuse the Christmas palette. Might wear red trousers. No, I won't. Don't own any. Where are we? The other day, BBC News... This is Ash Mayers. Don't know if that's a woman or a man. The other day, BBC News said scientists were going to test if we are living... Well, right. As if we're living in a simulation. I take it like the Matrix. What? Be a good topic. Okay. Tell you what was like the Matrix, that fucking question. Trying to dissect that shit. Yeah, if it was a simulation. Well, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, is it? If it is a simulation, you know, I'm simulating all wrong, player. I could be simulating a lot better. Let's just say if it was simulated. You know, you would simulate yourself a six-pack and a fucking Breaking Bad-style locker full of money. That's what you'd simulate. You know what I mean? You wouldn't simulate watching four come down with me in a row before making scrambled eggs and eating beef jerky. Rich Heatley on the nights, bye. Looking forward to a world without X Factor. Well, till fucking next year, anyhow. It wasn't really a question, was it, Rich Heatley? But, yeah, fuck X Factor. What a pile of shit. They've run it clean into the ground. And there's so many politics with it now. It's like, you know, if it was an actual show where the best person won, it wouldn't be interesting. So they have to fucking make up all this. You know, who's going to make money that was on that show? Probably the wee black girl. That one that looks like fucking... She doesn't look like her, but she'll be in the same vein as, like, Rihanna and all that shit. What was her name? Tamara or something. Who, let's face it, would get absolutely wrecked, but... You know, she turned up with her other mate and they were going, why are you a duo? Because she's a much lighter version of black, which means, you know, she's more like a Beyonce, more appealable, appealing to everyone. Whereas this girl, you're a bit too African. Which sounds like I'm being racist, but, you know, this is society, folks. What am I on? 1 minute 3, getting racist already. Sure, that's what they did. You know, did they not do that? Trying to whiten up black people? So they sell more fucking Maybelline or something. Oh, there's Beyonce. And she looks fucking like a white person with a tan. Look at Beyonce, the black woman, with her natural straight blonde hair. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. That was my Jay-Z impression. Rebecca McCloskey, favourite derogatory term for a homosexual? Took me like an hour to think of a question. Think I've asked every question possible. Okay. Favourite derogatory term for homosexual? I mean, they're what are the obvious ones? Fucking faggot and queer and poof and all that shit. Which I say on a daily basis. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I'll say things like, you know, just pick it up, you faggot. It's not that heavy. Or, hey, stop humping the other dog. You're two boys, you fucking faggot. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm dressing up in drag, making videos. I don't know where I'm at, guys. I love a good gay, but I also like calling, someone who's being a faggot. You know what I mean? You coming out tonight? Nah, I'm going to stay in. Oh, you fucking queer. Doesn't really mean anything until James Arthur says it, and then he gets fucking dogs abuse. But that's because he's a cunt. And let's face it, I'm charming as fuck. I get away with it. Know what I mean? Made that Gary Henderson video. The gays loved it. Women and man gays. You know what I mean? I love pretending to be a gay person. I'll suck a dick for the crack. Does it make me homophobic? No. It makes me a homosexual. But in all seriousness, Coco Shunter would be the best one for hemorrhoid hitman, cock duster, clam lapper. I like that one. Yep. All that shit. Derogatory term for a homosexual. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Getting a phone call from your network offering early upgrade on your contract phone, how would you respond? Sometimes they do that. They'll phone you up and go, you're due an upgrade, mate. Although it's weird because O2 would never do it. You have to phone them. Although sometimes you could phone them early and it turns out it's quite nice. They're like, yeah, we'll get you another phone. Which isn't the case because O2 are a fucking pack of Nazi cunts. What am I, at 1:06? Jesus fucking Christ! Googly Moogly, Sean Morrison, classmate. Ben Davidson, what's the best and worst Chinese you've ever had? Don't know, had a nice Chinese the other week. Special chow mein. Fucking prawns and shit swimming in it. Pork, char siu pork, chicken, noodles, all that carry on. Delicious. Worst Chinese, just any of them shit Chineses you get. People don't really know how to eat Chinese over here though. I got a Chinese, really? What was in it? Chips and gravy. Well, that's Chinese as fuck, isn't it? Hot and sour soup. That's one of my favourite things. Yep, there used to be a place in, like, facing Auntie Annie's, I forget the name of it. No one knew how to say it. Q-U-N. How do you say that? Cunt. Dirty cunt. Their hot and sour soup was delish. Which you could get at fucking 3 in the morning when they're all being nasty to you. Be quickly! You drunken fat white cunt. I wasn't going to do the accent the full time. Anyway, Jared Raw. Hope that's a real name. Sound like a wrestler. What would Bessie McDee say to Obama if he was interviewing him? Dude, does your fucking wife have a dick? Because her fucking biceps are bigger than yours, player. Plus, you're not even black. You know what I'm saying? My arsehole's browner. Oh no, we go, dude, what do they actually let you do? Because I'm pretty sure the president doesn't do much these fucking days. You're basically owned by Coke, aren't you? Whenever they showed you the video of Obama being shot, was it actually that, or was it just the American X Factor final? Have you seen Hillary Clinton's bush? What other shit? Dude, you totally should have bucked that girl from, like, Norway or whatever it was at the Mandela funeral. I don't know what he would say. He'd probably go, this is totes weird, bro. I don't know. Was that even the Bessie McDee voice? I can't even tell you. 1:08. Is there getting your fucking money's worth today, lads? Any gigs in Dublin next year by any chance? Amy Deeney? Probably not. Because I've said this before, but it would be a mountain to climb that I couldn't be arsed to climb. What happens is, a load of guys run gigs up here, and you know what happened? They look down south for acts, and they bring acts up, and a lot of them get, you know, good gigs, decent money, decent slots, all that shit, and then they go back down south and they have loads of work. They fucking gig every weekend, and you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday, and you know, make a good bit of money, and or professional jobbing comedians. But they would never go, "Hey man, thanks for the gig. I'll get you down to this club next time, or I'll recommend you to someone else this time." You know, that's kind of what happens. But you know, I could spend fucking 6 months waiting on a reply for a gig in fucking Dublin. Well, can I please do fucking 7 minutes at your club, even though I don't have any fucking bits that are 7 minutes long on a Wednesday? John Paul Fitzsimmons. Harp ice cold. Neither, if, you know, preferably. But if I absolutely had to, probably the ice cold one. I was in one of those bars when they basically have Harp and Guinness and Smithwick's, and I was like, I don't really want to drink Guinness or Smithwick's, seeing I've already ate today. So, fuck me, I'll have a Harp ice, and it was alright. But it does taste like nail polish remover. Jordan Cook, final question. Were you at the Sabbath concert last Thursday? If so, what did you think? Went myself and thought it was pretty epic. I'm sure it was, mate. But it was one of them things where it was just happening and I was going, is that fucking tonight? I heard nothing of this the whole fucking time, and now it's tomorrow. I hope you had a good... I love Black Sabbath. I really should have went. I should have went to Queens of Stone Age too. But I'm too busy, you know, talking to people in a room by myself or doing some other fucking stupid shit. Editing something as a grown man. Oh, I must go in here and put fucking makeup on and talk into a camera like a cunt. Ha ha ha. Anyway, is that the end of it? Yeah, I think that's the end of it. That was a loud swallow. That's it. I don't know where to go from this. That's the end, guys. Awkward. This is like the end of a weird date. I had a good time. Maybe see you next. No, seriously. See yous next week. Might think about doing another podcast with girlfriend Maureen to break up the week. So I'll see yous next week. Go to Lavery's tomorrow, the 18th of December. See me, Connor Keyes, Chris Montgomery, and Paul Curry. It's gonna be fucking great crack. Mickey Bartlett will probably be there. We'll probably hang about for pints after. It'll be class. That is motherfucking happening. So yeah, check out ColinGettis.com if you want to buy a Godzilla Films / buy the Blender Team Blender t-shirt. And I'll keep us posted about the fucking DVD thing and more gigs. So take her fucking easy, guys. And I'll speak to you next week. Holla!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever. but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.